This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. It's a condiment and a political issue. In both cases, a hot one.
It is irritating my family and my household, and I do have doctor's documents for it.
That's Irwindale, California resident Dina Zapata there testifying at a city council meeting, part of a CBS News story about sriracha, the hot sauce that's been smelling up the place in Irwindale because it's become so popular that the Hoi Fong Company assembly line there cranks out 3,000 bottles an hour, 24 hours a day, 6 days a week. That's roughly 200 tons per week, 20 million bottles sold per year. Well, today, the city council in Irwindale will vote to decide whether the factory causes a public nuisance. It could affect hot sauces and condiment realities around the nation. Joining us now is Dan Pashman, host of the Sporkful podcast and Sporkful.com. Dan, help us out here. Sriracha is threatened.
That's right, John. I mean, it could be shut down. But I think it's important to note that when we say sriracha is threatened, it's sort of like yes and no. The sauce that all of us think of as sriracha sauce is really just one brand's version of sriracha sauce. Sriracha is not a brand name. It is a type of sauce like ketchup or mustard. If they shut down the Heinz ketchup factory, you may miss Heinz ketchup, but you'd be able to get other kinds of ketchup made by other brands. And so the sriracha that most people know and love is made by a company called Hoi Fong Foods. It was launched in 1980 by a Chinese-Vietnamese immigrant named David Tran, and he is the one who has been fighting it out with the city of Irwindale.
And it's a real American sort of rags-to-riches story. He came from Vietnam on a boat called the Hoi Fong, named his business after the boat, and has become very, very successful. But his recipe is something of a buzz in the food community. People are trying to, like, crack his sriracha code, right?
Absolutely. And they have been for some time. Serious Eats did a piece where they sent one of their recipe testers on the case to try to create it. And there are several other brands of sriracha out there. I know Texas Pete's makes one. Trader Joe's has one. Although in the case of Trader Joe's, it's always tough to tell because many of their foods are just other people's packaged foods that they put their own label on. But they're very secretive about what brand it actually is that they're putting their label on. So if the factory gets shut down and Trader Joe's suddenly runs out of sriracha, we'll know where they've been getting their sriracha from.
So what does Dan Pashman think about Hoi Fong's recipe for sriracha?
Well, I mean, it is fantastic. It is my number one go-to hot sauce, and I'm not alone. It is the number one selling hot sauce in America. It does inspire an especially strong level of devotion for a condiment slash sauce slash ingredient. I think it always surprises people to find out that this was invented by a guy in Los Angeles in 1980. It's got the rooster. It's got the Asian writing on it. It feels like something that you sort of like found in the back of a factory, like it's a secret. I also will point out that there is a high that comes from eating spicy foods, and this goes from sriracha to other spicy foods. I think history has shown us that anything that leads to some level of a high will inspire a certain amount of devotion.
And he used to make it in Gerber baby food jars, so it is definitely an improv condiment here. Care to comment on the environmental issue here? Is it a hazard?
I mean, it's tough for me to say for sure without going there and breathing the air. It seems like a bit of a he said, she said thing. The people who live there say they're having a lot of discomfort. There's also a sort of a war of words going back and forth, questioning exactly how much David Tran has done to address the problem. The city says, well, he hasn't lifted a finger. And he says, and actually the LA Times also editorialized, saying, no, actually, he really is trying to fix the problem, and he's doing his best. It's a bit of a he said, she said fight at this point.
Hot sauce, hot issue. Dan Pashman, host of the Sporkful podcast on the sriracha controversy as the summer kicks off. Thanks so much, Dan.
Thanks, John.
Aromatic, delicious, and given to you timely. Top chef, very likely. I spike these through with flavor, much hotter. Cod sweater, showstopper. Yeah. This one's sriracha. Yeah. Got you running for water. Clearing your nose, wiping your eyes, sweating out your clothes. That's how it goes. These shows, these flows, habaneros.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.